KUTX, live in Studio 1A. I'm Jody Denberg, and this is our audience. Hello, everybody. Oh. Y'all sound like a weekend. Y'all sound like a three-day weekend. That's a good thing. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers, and our guests today, Brownout. Yeah, we're all about that. New music from Brownout, new original music, their first in over 5 years, is landing. It's an EP called Over the Covers. They're going to celebrate at Antone's tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight on the bill, Tamika Jones and DJ Stephen Lee Maya. Tomorrow, Kalu James, Electric Joint, and Money Chicha. I've heard of that last band, Money Chicha. And right now, live for you on KUTX, Brownout.
Lead you nowhere, but still you go. Thinking it will not come back to haunt you, but now you know. One simple misstep is all it takes now for you to sew. Thread of love that lets you down. You don't have to fall at all for what you did. You don't have to fall at all for what you said. You don't have to fall. Enough now, but still you try. Thinking it will change how things will go now. Yet you should know that simple missteps you'll cross to bear now forevermore. Thread of truth has let you down. You don't have to fall at all for what you did. You don't have to fall at all for what you said. You don't have to fall.
KUTX, You Don't Have to Fall, from a new EP called Over the Covers. And the release show is tonight and tomorrow night, two release shows at Antone's. Welcome back, y'all. You sound great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us back. Always a pleasure. Man.
All 10 members today. Over the Covers. So anybody that's been following Brownout of late might get the pun going on there in the title. I guess it was about 4 years ago we started having a Brownout Presents Brown Sabbath.
Right.
And so that meant, and a very popular couple of projects, that meant you were playing other people's songs, and now you're back playing originals. Did you feel like you were over the covers, ready to get back to what you did?
I don't know what you're referring to at all.
Well, Alex, you know, I was going to ask you, what the hell are you doing here, man?
Exactly, precisely.
Because you have not been the front man for Brownout. Is this an official deal?
I don't know, is it? I still don't know.
We have something to tell you, yeah. We're going to turn this into a reality show. We're just auditioning. Yeah. No, we found him at a metal show, you know, at a Black Sabbath show.
In Mexico.
And you decided he was the man for you.
Yeah. So yeah, obviously the title, you know, kind of says it all. It was our creative department and album title naming, Beto Martinez right here, came up with that. And, you know, obviously we felt it was appropriate. But yeah, we it's our first release of original music in a long time, 5 years.
And Alex is now an official member of the band.
Oh, yeah.
Very
it's
nice.
It's been great to be in the fold and collaborating with these guys on original stuff. So we're very excited about the new material.
And the Brown Sabbath stuff was great, and only you guys could have made it sound the way you did. How did playing that music inform these new songs? You know, did it affect how you wrote?
I think it did. Honestly, we tried not to force it by any means, but, you know, we can't ignore the fact that we were playing Black Sabbath for a few years and got the respect of Ozzy and, you know, the Black Sabbath crew. Which was a huge honor for us. So it was like picking up where we left off from that. I think you can hear some of it seep in. You know, we didn't force anything, but I think you can hear it. Yeah.
And you recorded these songs in a variety of places, not only here, but San Francisco, maybe?
Yeah. So we were on tour in January up in the up in California, and we had a few days off. So we just reached out to some friends that had a studio and thought, you know, might as well just keep working. So, two of those songs are on that EP. We were just inspired by what we did up there, and it was just kind of nice to get out of our element here. And that was kind of the nucleus for the EP.
And when you were here, though, you worked a little with James Petrolli of White Denim?
Yeah, we actually cut that one a while back. We tried to, in the past with Brownout, because it was, you know, in the past we didn't really focus on it as much as we used to with Grupo. The albums were always just kind of pieced together from various sessions, so we really wanted to make this one more of a focused effort. However, we did track that one at James Petrolli's studio at Rancho. That one we tracked a while back, but it was just sitting around. It was so good to not, you know, too good to not put out. So,
and it must have been hard in the earlier days when you were working so much and touring so much to concentrate on the records. You mentioned, you know, focusing in. Now it seems like you really are focusing in on studio material. It's a 4-song EP. More to come soon, hopefully.
Very soon.
Yeah we'll be working with Steve Berlin from Los Lobos, who's coming in next month to work with us on a few songs too.
Well, it's a bummer you couldn't find anyone good, but you know.
Yeah. We answered a Craigslist ad, and it was a legendary Grammy-winning producer from Los Lobos. So.
You know we're gonna hear about that remark that I made. No, so much love for Steve and so much respect. So that's a great combination. Brownout, tonight and tomorrow night at Antone's, new EP, Over the Covers, and all 10 players are on our stage, on our carpet, and we're going to do another song. What do you got?
This is another new one. It's called Evolver, and we do our featuring Lauren Cervantes from the Soul Supporters, who was on the record, and they will both be there tonight and tomorrow. So this is Evolver.
Can't relate.
your place. It's about how you behave. No, no, not your kind of race. There's too many other things we need to worry about. Like when we have a home, a place to work things out.
Today, live on KUTX, a couple of songs from the new EP, Over the Covers. And if Over the Covers wasn't such a great title, you could have used that song, Evolver, because that's what's going on with this band. They're evolving, sounding great, and playing at Antone's tonight and tomorrow night. So will some Brown Sabbath songs seep into the set list tonight and tomorrow night, or is there like a separation?
You know, it's a good question. Probably not.
Yeah. But I could come out and see for myself.
Yeah, you could, you know, you never know.
Right.
Yeah, once we get a few drinks in us, you never know what'll happen at the end.
I know it'll be a groove. And thank all 10 of you for being here today. And Lauren Cervantes from Soul Supporters for joining in on that song, and both songs, actually. The new EP, Over the Covers, I think comes out officially next Friday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so you can find it then. But you can find Brownout at Antone's tonight and tomorrow night. Thanks, y'all, for coming here to see the band.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And y'all will be duly rewarded because Brownout's going to play another song in Studio 1A for our concert club members. And we will post, well, we have the multimedia team in here, so we'll have video and audio at KUTX.org. Go see Brownout tonight, tomorrow night at Antone's, the new EP, Over the Covers. You've been listening to him live on KUTX Brownout.